Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry about that, guys. I got one more song.
working for my good is what they say, yeah. But I can't see what's all that's in my way. Why bother? One when the diamond leaves without pressure. With the flowers even bloom without a little rain, yeah. I hear you, and I can move if I want. I don't, 'cause I give no change to you. Yes, I give no change to you. I give mountains to you. You can go higher. You can go.
Tell me that my thoughts are not your thoughts. Ways are not your ways. Still I find it hard to say. Trust you. And even though I know it's not my place, to the God that made the heaven, earth, and space, I need you. Help me make sense of all this pain. I'm encouraged by the testimony of those that overcame. But my heart aches for the single mom that's trying to maintain. She probably not able, she got that cane in her veins. It's like we build mountains with our own hands. And then we get mad at you because we don't understand that it was us that strayed away, but still you had a plan to bring us back within your fold and keep us in your hand. I know these mountains you give us is only meant to take us higher, but we love the valley, so we pursue our own desires. It's a crying shame what we do to numb the pain. When there's power in your name, they hear the sick and hear the lame. It's like we fight against you like you ain't out here fighting for us. And all these trials and tribulations giving to help grow us apart. I know it is, especially when you're scared of heights. And every time you turn around, it's like you got another fight. So I pray the words will speak, I flew the curb, the appetite. And when the morning comes, I hope you're there so we can shed a light. Until then, I'll be sipping from the fountain. You found me on the rough side of the mountain, I'm gone.
Hello, hello. Welcome to PGN Prophetic Grace Network. So glad to be here tonight. So fortunate to be here as well because God is such a good God. And to him be all the glory for the fact that we even here tonight. The fact you was even able to call in and press a button. You gotta be thanking God for this. The activity of those limbs and the mindset to even be seeking him. That's a great place to be despite what's going on around you or even in you. You know, God is still worthy to be praised. And We are here tonight to hear from God here with Prophetic Grace Network. I'm one of your hosts, Terrence.
And I am your other host, Tanisha. And today is July 6th, 2022. It's 7:10 p.m. Central Standard Time. And like Terrence said, we're excited to be here. We're glad that you were able to make it because some people didn't make it today. Some people didn't wake up today, but here we are. Here we stand. And we're excited, to, as always, to see what the Lord is going to bring to all of us, what words we get, what comfort, direction, guidance. He's a good God. And we're excited, and we hope you are, too.
Yes. You know, exceedingly glad. Excited. Man, to be excited and to just be overjoyed because, you know, you serve a God that handles it all, you know, despite what you've done. Despite what you've done or plan on doing or things that you don't even know you did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God is still God. He doesn't change. We be the ones switching up a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. You know, but his love endures forever. His love endures forever. We would get, you know, dealt with. You know, he would get on us when need be, and how he so chooses,
mm-hmm.
you know, but you will get dealt with based on the seeds that you sow, you know, and whether it's good or bad, you're still going to reap those seeds. But one thing about that is that God is omnipotent, and then God can do whatever he so chooses to do in your situation. And so we have to really take the limits off of what we know God can do based off of what he has already done, you know, because I have not seen nor have ill heard what good things the Lord has in store. So there are still things that those before us still ain't even witnessed. There are still things that we ain't witnessed. There's things that ain't even been heard yet. So you be like, man, God, after all you've done and you've given us all this, there is still more? Yes. There's still more. That's why the word is living. The word is living. God is alive. And so God is wanting us to be current with him. Don't get stuck in one place based off of how he did it for you in 1940. How he did it for you yesterday. Today is a new day. And God is still doing new things right now. As we speak, new things are being done. New things are being developed in our lives that we haven't even witnessed. Those before us haven't even witnessed. That's just the type of God we serve, you know. And so I'm just, again, excited to thank God for Randy and Julie. Our spiritual mother and father, the founders of Prophetic Grace Network, and really allowing me and Tanisha an opportunity to be used by God here on this network, you know, to minister to everyone and to be ministered to, you know, just to have a platform where I know God is present. You know, God has no respect to person. Like, you come on in. Just come on in, you know, and take a seat with us and allow God to penetrate your heart and change you up, cleanse you up, gonna clean you real good, you know, and see what the end is going to be, period.
Mm-hmm.
And God is just I can't say it enough that he is good. Not the fact that God does good things. God is literally good. Good. Everything comes from him is good. Whether you like it or not, it's still good.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you want it or not, it's still good. It don't taste good. It's good. Because it's good. You know, we be wanting to be pleasured and pampered and satisfied and coddled. But we're going to suffer for his name's sake. So get your mind right. You got You gotta put your grown folk shoes on and pants on because this is a real walk. This is a real walk and a real opportunity God has given us here in this earth to share the gospel and to see the kingdom of God reach the four corners of this world. And I'm grateful for that. I was reading today over Matthew because one of the new daily scriptures was over there, but and Lord help me, and starting in verse 3, Matthew 5 and verse 3, and this is, you know, Jesus preaching on the mount. This is his sermon on the mount. And he said, blessed, I'm reading from King James, he said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice! And be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. They like, look, they persecuted the prophets. This ain't nothing new. So yeah, don't even take it personal. It's for my sake. It got everything to do with me. He said, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. This is the portion we're going to focus on. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on and hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and give its light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Glorify your Father which is in heaven. See, when we are doing things and living our lives as unto God, we're letting our light shine. And people will see your good works. But then they also wonder, like, how are you doing it? But they're going to glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Because there are things, you know, the world has this pattern. It has this routine. It has its way of doing things and the guidelines. They say, you got to do this in order to have that. But when you don't have this, but you have that, how do you explain it? You just let people know, hey, man, nothing but God. No other explanation. Ain't no other explanation. This is nothing but the Lord. Let's sit down. Let's have a private conversation. And let me fill you in on something. I'm going to tell you what it is, who it is, how it is, to glorify God which is in heaven. See, God is releasing some things in the earth right now that are going to be very mesmerizing, to where people are going to be wondering, like, how? But it's to get their attention, and he's opening up to where he's giving us a platform to let people know, hey, man, this is nothing but the Lord. You might want to seek him for yourself. You know, you've been trying to do it your way,
I know what you've been saying. You've been feeling like you're a boss. You know, you've been, you know, been feeling really prideful. You've been feeling really strong and educated and intellectual, you know. So you basically been feeling yourself. But you sit down, let me let you in on a secret that it ain't about you. It ain't about you. It's about Jesus and what he did for you. What he did for you because of his love for you. Christ's love for us changed the trajectory of all believers, changed the trajectory of the whole world. Changed it, fulfilled it, completed it. There's nothing after him. And so tonight, for us to begin to take those bold steps and to begin to step out into some things that's not comfortable for us. You know, you might be thinking that might be too much for me to do, but it could be the right thing for you to do. Because it's to God be the glory. Let your light shine tonight. God is giving you a goal. He's giving you a vision. Let your light shine. You don't have to walk in confusion. Then you ain't got to know everything. But just know that he is. Just know that God is ordering your steps. Throughout everyday walk, he's teaching you how to love. He's teaching you exactly what love is. He's teaching you how to deal with people. Satan is always trying to get your goat. Satan always trying to tick you off. Satan is always, 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 he's always on his job. For us as believers, we need to be on ours as well. Sometimes we make a lot of excuses for things. Well, this is why, you know, I feel like this. Really, it ain't really about how you feel a lot of times. I know we say it loosely, but in actuality, you know, what did God tell you to do in that situation? You know, there's a time for all things. There's a time and a place for things to be done. And one thing I do know, since I've been walking with the Lord, he definitely knows how to get my attention. And I'm glad that I've learned in my walk that it really don't take much for him to get my attention. You know, we could be stubborn, you know, or really be trying to psych ourselves out. I don't know if that's really God. You know, is this really God trying to tell me to do this? Or should I do it this way? Is it, you know, it's just too much back and forth with yourself. God is firm in his instructions. So we really need to really check ourselves and really know that when things kind of get rough, you know, let them. Go on about your day. Because it won't last forever. You're like, okay, this too will pass. This too will pass. Lord, just help me as I deal with this. Show me what to focus on. Show me exactly what to do, not to get up in arms about it. Because not only is God looking to see how you will respond to things that occur in your life, Satan is too. Oh, I can get up every time with that. Oh, yeah, that just rumped his feathers right there. That makes his teeth get tight. You know, you start talking through your teeth like this. Hey, you what? I wasn't a believer. You know, but thank God. Start thanking God for where you are, and thanking God for what you have, and thanking God for the moment that you're in. It's good to have faith and begin to prepare for what's next, but don't allow that to smother your moment that you're in, because there's still so much in where you are. Even the scriptures talks about, you know, I don't really take no thought for tomorrow like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe like when God was feeding, giving, sending down that manna every day, he was giving them what they needed for their day. Giving them what they needed. And just know God is always going to give you what you need. Yeah, we want a lot. Why? We live in a world that's greedy. We see it all the time. It's easy to get caught up. Oh, I want that. I want that. I want that. I want that too. I want that right there. Ooh, I can't wait till I get that. I can't wait to have that. And then that begins to actually be a burden, because you're so focused on what it is you want, you ain't even appreciating what you have. You're neglecting what you have. You're looking past what you have. Because what you have right now, you need to be stewarding it properly, because it could be very well be someone else's. You could be taking care, occupying something for somebody else, preparing it for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to give somebody something you wouldn't want. For God so loved, he gave. So when we love God, we have to give. And we have to give ourselves to the moments that we're in, by letting our light shine right there. Letting our light shine. And letting our good works be seen. And glorify the Father which is in heaven. To God be the glory. I can't say it enough. To God be the glory. He's worthy of all praise. He's worthy. We had a situation today. You know, it could have went 1,000 different ways. You have all these things. I was running through your head, you know. But when you sit back and you just relax, you let go and you allow God to just come in, he show you exactly what you need to do. Exactly what you need to do. And when you get those instructions, you walk in those instructions, because blessed are the peacemakers, man. We got to be trying to, come on, we got to be trying to keep peace around here. But sometimes when you shine your light, you know, and notice he said peacemakers. You got to make peace. Because just because that's something that's desired and wanted don't necessarily mean that that's what it is at that time. It's a process. Peace is the goal. But all hell is breaking loose right now. All type of chaos going on. But having a peacemaker's heart, it's definitely what's needed,
mm-hmm.
especially if you want your light to shine and you want men to see your good works. We can't be worrying about folks saying about us. I know a lot of you care about what people say about you. That's okay. That's honest. But how do you benefit from that? What is the benefit of thinking about and focusing on what other people are saying negatively about you? Because when you know what you are standing for, righteousness, which is of God, those opposite of that are going to come against what you're standing for. But it's not you, it's what you possess. They're coming against God. Think about the scriptures, you know, when they talk about the prophets that came forth. Those people, man, a lot of those guys, they died what we consider some horrible deaths. Just think about this right now. John the Baptist is preaching, and he said, prepare ye the way of the Lord. The kingdom of God is at hand. He was preaching the gospel. He wanted everybody to know who Jesus is. He got his head chopped off for that. Imagine turning on the news right now and watching somebody chop somebody's head off. You'd be like, that is so inhumane and da-da-da-da. But he didn't care. His cause was greater than this here. We as believers really have to understand the flesh is just what it is. Dirt. But what's giving it life? Let your light shine. You have to tell yourself, I'm going to let my light shine. I'm going to let my light shine. Lord, so you will be glorified. Because every knee is going to bow. That's what we believe. That's what the scriptures say. That's what scriptures say. Every knee going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess that Jesus is Lord. That's what's going to happen. There's a lot of things that's going to happen. So let's not allow it to dictate how we move and how we operate. Okay, I come against fear and confusion and selfishness. Fear, confusion, and selfishness. That we stand for righteousness. Push forward to what is right. That's what I got.
Amen.
That's what I got. Amen. I'm going to turn it over to my wife. I know she got a lot going. And she's going to go and knock this thing on at the park.
I don't know about all that, but I will say that unbeknownst to you, that those scriptures that you were reading were scriptures that I was studying this morning. I was up early and was studying those exact same scriptures. So just to echo what Terrence is saying, we really, it's time for our light to shine. It's not a time to flee from the darkness, but rather to present ourselves to the darkness. That's what we have to do. A lot of times we when we're in dark situations, you know, we try to run from it.
So,
and we go searching for light. But the light, you know, we possess it. It's in us. Sometimes we are the answer to a dark situation. Mm-hmm. And we live in a dark world, and things are getting darker and darker by the day. And we can't run from the world. We're in it to make a difference. We're in it to provide hope and answers and to be ambassadors for Christ. And we need to stand firm. And we need to trust God. That's how you're able to shine your light. People say, well, how do I let my light shine? There's all these things going on. It's really trusting God. That's how you do it. That's the answer. When you trust that he's going to make everything work out for good, when you trust that he orders your steps, then you could be where you need to be. And you could say what needs to be said or
you know, whatever he's telling you to physically do, whatever it is, you can do those things with confidence because you trust God. And so a lot of the times the problem is a lack of trust, and we're trying to make it out to be something else. So tonight let's ask God to help us to trust him. Let's be intentional with our relationship with him. Let's be spending more time with him, getting into our word, speaking scripture over our lives, over our situations. Our words are so powerful. Randy was talking about that last night, and a scripture that the Lord always reminds me of when I think it was is it the book of Isaiah? But somebody's praying, and the angel said, I come for your words, but I was having to fight the prince of Persia. And so the angel was already dispatched when the words were spoken. And I think that's in Daniel. But I'm going to look it up. Let's read it. It's in Daniel. Daniel 10. So let's go there real quick. Daniel 10:12. Well, you know what? Let's start Daniel 10:10. Then behold, a hand touched me and set me unsteadily on my hands and knees. So he said to me, O Daniel, you highly regarded and greatly beloved man, understand the words that I am about to say to you and stand upright. For I have now been sent to you. And while he was saying this word to me, I stood up trembling. Then he said to me, do not be afraid, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart on understanding this and on humbling yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I've come in response to your words. Let's compare it. Let's read it out of the King James. Then he said unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. Let's read it out of a more simple version. Let's read it out of the NIV. Then he continued, do not be afraid, Daniel, since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to them. So it's not just what we're saying alone, right? It's also the reason why God dispatched the angel to come for Daniel's words is because he set his mind to gain understanding and to humble himself. Because, you know, people take scripture, that's wrong. Yeah, God will just come for your words. People just living like just pure hell, no respect, no regard for God, nothing. And they just think angels being dispatched because they spoke. No, angels were dispatched when Daniel spoke because he was humble and he was seeking understanding. Let's read out the message. Relax, Daniel, he continued. Don't be afraid. From the moment you decide to humble yourself to receive understanding, your prayer was heard, and I set out to come to you. But I was waylaid by the angel prince of the kingdom of Persia and was delayed for a good 3 weeks. But then Michael, one of the chief angel princes, intervened to help me. I left him there with the prince of the kingdom of Persia, and now I'm here to help you understand what will eventually happen to your people. The vision has to do with what's ahead. So the message kind of jumps ahead of the scripture. But again, let's start from verse 10. I'm going to keep reading. Then behold, a hand touched me and set me unsteadily on my hands and knees. So he said to me, O Daniel, you highly regarded and greatly beloved man, understand the words that I am about to say to you and stand upright. For I have now been sent to you. And while he was saying this word to me, I stood up trembling. Then he said to me, do not be afraid, Daniel. For from the first day that you set your heart on understanding this and on humbling yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia was standing in opposition to me for 21 days. Then behold, Michael, one of the chief of the celestial princes, came to help me, for I have been left there with the king of Persia. Now I've come to make you understand what will happen to your people in the latter days, for the vision is in regard to the days yet to come. So again, angel is telling Daniel he came for his words. The reason why he didn't get there day one is because for 21 days he had to fight a demon, and then Michael had to be dispatched so that he could get him cleared to go. But the reason why the angel was dispatched is because, again, he sought understanding and he humbled himself, and God dispatched him and he came for his words. Mm-hmm. Trust God, please. Amen. Let your light shine, but please be humble and seek understanding. Seek understanding. Because a lot of the times we'll be in a situation and we'll just react based on the situation, but let's get understanding in the situation. Because just because you're in a situation that you don't like don't mean that that's not the situation that you're supposed to be in. Look at Joseph. Joseph, all that stuff, God knew all of it was going to happen and allowed all that to happen, even though it was done by people who did not mean Joseph any good. His brothers did sell him into slavery because they thought he was going to have a good old time. That is not why they did that.
Right.
They did it because they were jealous, and they knew it was going to be something harsh, and they knew it was going to be punishment because he going around telling them, yeah, I'm having these dreams. You're going to be bowing before me, stars bowing, and all this kind of stuff. They didn't do that with good intentions. They didn't take his coat, rip it, dip it in animal blood, and give it back to their father because they wanted anybody to think that, you know, he was going to come back from a relaxing vacation. No, they expected him to never return. So they had to come up with a reason. When Potiphar's wife lied on Joseph and said that he tried to rape her, she didn't think he was going to be sent to some, you know, spa getaway. They could have killed him. So here he was in situation after situation. He ended up going to prison out of mercy for Potiphar, because Potiphar knew his wife was lying. But all, even that, Potiphar didn't, he didn't think prison was going to be ideal, was going to be cool, like, oh, you know, I know my wife's lying, but I'm still going to send him to a place that's cool. No, prison is prison. But yet God allowed these things to develop the character that was needed in Joseph so that he could be second in command to save all of Egypt and to save even his people. But easily he could have been like, this wasn't, God didn't want me here. This is not what I'm supposed to be dealing with. So just because it's a situation that you don't like, even if you're in that situation because of other people's bad intentions for you, don't mean that that's not what you're supposed to be dealing with and that God is not using it. But if you don't have any understanding and you're always making reactions based on the situation, you'll never understand it. Seek understanding and humble yourself. I don't like the situation, but God, I'm your servant. And as long as I'm here, I want to be used. That's humble. Not, these people got me messed up. I don't want to be here. It's a cesspool and yada, 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 blah, blah. Get me up out of here quick, fast, in a hurry. Send a boat, plane, a pair of roller skates, or Uber. Send something, Lord, but I got to get gone. That's not humility. Why not you? Who are you? But a humble servant of the Lord. Why not you? Lord, I'm here. I don't like it, but I'm your servant, and I'm willing to do whatever you want me to do. So I humbly come before you, Lord, to just use me while I'm here. Even though I don't like it, these people get on my nerves. They be lying. They be cheating. They be doing this and the other. It stink here. The whole process is just messed up. They don't have any orders. It's disorder, chaos. It's a cesspool. Everybody trying to stick a feather in their hat. People just be doing whatever they want to do. There's no order, but I'm here. So use me while I'm here, Father God, and when you see fit for me to not be dealing with this, then I trust that I will be gone. Mm-hmm. That I trust I put the power and control in your hands, not no person, nothing. Because in true honesty and in actuality with Joseph's situation, he was always in God's hands.
Mm-hmm.
Then people didn't do nothing to him that they was not allowed to do. So seek understanding, because just because a person has bad intentions and you in a situation because of their bad intentions does not mean that God is not going to use it, or that he's not using it and that he's not allowing it to be used. Because a lot of character develops when you in a situation that you don't like. You learn a lot about what's in you. You learn a lot about walking that word. It's one thing to get excited to be raising the roof on a Sunday. Ooh, yeah, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Woo, woo. It's all fun to do that because you in a situation where you really do need that. Because then you're in a situation that you know you can't do. Fun and games had, oh yeah, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or their seed begging bread when you got 23 cents in your bank account and a pack of top ramen in the cupboard. Those situations will teach you some things, and they will develop character in you that would not be developed under any other circumstance. Some things need to be in a certain circumstance to grow. There's optimum conditions for everything that grows. People, plants. Study plants, and there's optimum conditions for every plant. You can't just flick a seed in the ground and put your water hose on and go about your business and call it a day. No, because that might not be the optimal condition for that particular seed. So some things need to be babied more. Some things need a little bit of different type of dirt. Sometimes you might have to supplement with certain minerals to get that thing to grow because you want it to be in the best soil, the best conditions to grow. And sometimes those best conditions to develop the character that's needed for you to be who God's called you to be are in dark situations. Sometimes you're not going to even know what type of wisdom you have inside of you until you're in situations that really require wisdom. So quit trying to figure it out and seek understanding. That's the difference between trying to figure it out and seeking understanding. Because when you're trying to figure it out, you're trying to figure it out in your own human capacity. But understanding lets you know God's reasons, because his ways aren't like your way. I understand that I'm in the situation to learn, grow. I understand that I'm here to be a help. I understand that you're using me as an example. But your own understanding, if you try to figure it out, you wouldn't get that understanding. You try to go, what, why am I here? Oh, I know why, because when I accepted that job, they blah, blah, blah. No, that's your own capacity. But when you understand on God's level. Let's pray collectively, and then let's start praying individually. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for another day and an opportunity to come before you humbly. Humbly, Father God, giving you glory, honor, and praise. And Lord, we just ask that you would use us wherever you see fit, not where we see fit, not where we're comfortable, not where we got friends, not what we're familiar with, but where you see fit for us to be. Mm-hmm. Trusting that situation needs us, and we need it. Always twofold. Trusting that's an ordered step. Every step that's ordered ain't going to be a pleasant, glamorous step. Sometimes the steps are a little sticky. Sometimes they're ugly. Sometimes it don't even look like it's there. We got to reach to get to the next one. Like we got to skip a step because that one broke and got a hole in it. Mm-hmm. But regardless, we trust you. And we trust that you know what's best, and you're using us how you see fit. This is your will. It's not about our will. It's about doing your will. So teach us to trust you. Teach us how to be humble. What humility looks like, not just having our face long. That's not humility. That's a long face. Teach us how to have humility in our heart so that we can have it in what we do. How to walk a humble life, not this humble bragging and fake humility that people tend to gravitate to, but to really be genuinely humble in the way that you define it, not the world. Mm-hmm. And help us to seek and gain understanding. Because just because we understand something doesn't mean that we like it or even agree. Jesus understood that he had to go to the cross. So he wasn't trying to figure it out. He had an understanding, which is why he said, nevertheless, not my will be done, but your will be done, because he understood the assignment. He understood that was what was needed. So help us to walk in the humility of Christ, even when we understand and don't like it, that we are willing to put what we want to do aside for what you want us to do and be willing to do it. So, Lord, speak to your people tonight. Give us what we need. We love you. We honor you. We pray all of these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Good word.
Mm-hmm. Yours was good. It was good. God has been speaking. And it's what we need right now. It's what we need. So how you want to do it? All right. Okay, so we're going to start answering some calls. 502-548. You are our first caller. Who are we speaking to?
Well, this is Greg in Kentucky.
Here you.
Hey, Greg, how are you tonight?
What's up?
Hey.
I'm good.
Hanging out with you. How you doing, bro?
I am doing well, sir.
That's good. It's always good to hear from you, Greg. Man, it's like we've been knowing each other about 4 years.
I know it.
Like we didn't grew up with each other, skipping rocks across the river by the railroad track.
like we already grew up together.
Absolutely. Yeah, sharing those old memories. But that's one thing that, like when we do come into the fold and we come into the family of God and we're covered in the blood and the Spirit of God is driving us, you know, we are family. And
yes, sir.
We are more family there than we are with our natural people. Than our earthly brothers and sisters. When you connect with your spiritual brothers and sisters, that's the real family.
Mm-hmm.
And God has shown me that. And so I don't say it lightly. You know, I'm just not just to be talking. That's real for me. Like I love you, you know, and I want the best for you. And God loves you. And he wants you to like get in the way. I'm hearing like get in the way of like the wind. It's like, you know how a kite is. You gotta, the wind is blowing, but you gotta put the kite in the way of the wind so the wind can carry it and take it. And next thing you know, man, that kite is on up there. And it's flying high. And it's there because of the wind. I just see like with you, like you about to fly and I'm hearing like get in the way of the wind. So the wind, the wind of God is blowing opportunity like your way right now. And like get in the wind and take flight. Like and you don't need nothing else because he's the anchor. And so with him anchoring you, he, you know, he's controlling. You're connected to him so you can fly. But like get in the wind. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's what I got. Like I'm really sensing like now is your time to get on up there, to really see things from a different perspective, and have another view and have some fun. Like have that season of excitement, that season of like joy and peace and laughter, like a real season of it. Like, and it could go on for years. Like that's going to be you. Like, man, I'm going to get in the wind. I'm getting in the wind. I'm getting in my place. Where nothing else really matters, you know. The things below you can't even touch you, but you can see everything around, and you're seeing everything from a height that you're able to navigate, because that aerial view is different. The area view is different, like than you know, down on the ground. Like from the air, I can see when you make that right turn that the road is out. But when you're on the ground, you ain't gonna see it until you get close, until you make that turn. But from the air, you can see things way ahead. And God is getting you in this place to like see things beforehand to avoid a lot of things. You can pick out your route on how you going to move and how you going to travel and operate. That's good. Wow. That's what I got for you, brother.
A good one.
Well, we just thank you right now for great Father God. We thank you for the blind faith. It's like I see God taking you to a new place, like Abraham. Abraham, that was literally blind faith when he just followed God. God said, follow me, leave everything, follow me, and he did. He didn't know where he was going.
Mm-hmm.
That's blind faith. That's just, okay, Lord, I'm just following you, just doing what you, I don't know where we're going to end up. I don't know how my life's going to end up. I don't know nothing. He's not like you told him, hey, Abraham, leave your family. You're going to go off to college. You're going to meet this person. You're going to have these kids. No, he just said, follow. And he did.
Yeah.
And now we're still talking about him. He's considered the father of our faith because he through his life, we know how to operate in faith from a human perspective. You know, one might say, well, why does the Bible refer to Abraham as father of our faith when he's just a mere human? Why not Jesus? Because though Jesus was man, he still was fully God. And Abraham had great faith, fully man. He wasn't some deity. He's just a mere mortal human being, just like us, and has and possessed great faith. But it took him having that blind faith. That takes a tremendous amount of trust. And that's what I see God having you to do, where you're really going to be operating in blind faith. And blind faith doesn't have to be scary. You know, some people, that freaks them out. Blind faith, I don't know. That could be fun. Well, don't know what I'm doing tomorrow, but the Lord does, so I'm just going to sleep well and find out tomorrow when it happens. Mm-hmm. You know, that you can have fun with it, where somebody can say, hey, what are we going to do? I don't know, but the Lord knows. I just trust him. He told me this is what I'm supposed to do. It don't look like it's working out. So I don't know what's happening. That's just honest. I don't know what's going on here. But I trust that God knows what's going on. And whatever information he wants me to know, he'll let me know when he wants me to know it. He's all-knowing. I'm not. I'm limited in my knowledge. So whatever he wants me to know, he can download it. We can have a conversation or whatever, however he wants to give it to me. But I'm okay with that. And that's going to cause greatness. That trust, people don't realize when you really trust God and you just really do what he says, greatness is like a byproduct of trusting God and being obedient, just doing what he tells you to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he doesn't mind some questions. Peter was kind of asked a lot of questions. But the obedience brings about the greatness. And some people will never reach that level because they don't have that trust. Everything has to make sense to them. Well, I didn't do that because it just didn't make sense. Didn't make sense to whom? Didn't make sense to you? So you served you and your little limited brain, and you think that this is the best that is coming because everything makes sense to you. So many people are cap limited. They literally put the lid on their lives because they're always trying to make sense of things and think that God only tells them to do things that makes sense, which we know is a lie. When we look in the Word, we know that there's no truth to that. He doesn't always tell you to do things that make sense. Shouting at walls makes absolutely no sense. Sticks of dynamite at walls makes perfect sense. Shouting at a wall after marching, no sense to be made. There it fails. And so this is the season. This is where you're going into, where you're going to elevate higher. You're going to be used more with less knowledge, where God's going to tell you to do it, and that's it, and crickets. And he's building your trust with him. He's building your faith, where your faith is going to be on an absurd level, where you're going to be believing for things that people are going to be like, this guy is totally nuts. And you're going to say, no, I'm a slave to Christ. This is what he told me to do, so this is what I'm going to do. He told me to ask for this. He told me to get this, that, and the other. He told me to put something here. He told me to reach out to this person. Like, God's going to have you to reach out to people who are, like, unreachable. And you're going to actually hear back from them.
Mm.
And if you were to tell somebody, hey, I reached out to, you know, blah, 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 they're like, what? Why would you do that? Who are you? And it just so happened, they'll probably tell you a story like, oh, I'm scrolling through my messages or whatever. I saw yours, and I don't know why I read it, but I did. And I felt like I should reach back out. Like, this is the time, and that's something simple, you know, reaching out to somebody, because especially if somebody who's like a high ranking person or whatever, you in your mind, you're like, I'll reach out to them, maybe not hear back. But he's going to have you like believing for some pretty intense stuff.
Wow.
But he's doing it. He's going to build it. It's going to build because faith is a substance. So it's like the currency of heaven. So first you start out with a little dollar faith, then you have million dollar faith, then you have billion dollar faith. And the more you have, the more you can obtain with it. So he's building your faith, but he's going to build it with blind faith.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're going to a little bit, I don't know. I'm like, what? I don't know. And I'm okay with not knowing, because if I don't know, it's because I'm not supposed to. That's it. That's all. And that's going to make people uncomfortable, but it's going to also intrigue them when they're going to really watch, because they're going to look at you like, man, this is a train wreck. This guy said he doesn't even know. So let's just watch in our popcorn and our comfortable chair and a large Coke and watch this guy crash and burn. And you're not. You're not going to crash and burn. And then they're going to be forced to question, how did he do that? How did that work? But you already told him, I'm trusting God. And he didn't tell me all the details. He just told me to go here, and that's what I'm going to do. Or he told me to say this, and that's what I'm going to say, and then see where it goes from there. And whatever the next step is or whatever else he wants me to know, he'll let me know that. And I'm okay with that. And I'm just going to like elevate higher and higher and higher and higher, and people were to sit down and say, hey, tell me about the last 10 years of your life or whatever, and you'll tell them a story, and they'll be thinking it's all like mapped out and you've got this blueprint. No, I just did what God told me to do. And he told me to go to this town with no suitcase and end up getting there, and some guy randomly drove by and took me to some room that was nice and they had clothes that so happened to fit me. And blah, blah. Like, it'll be stuff like that where there's no way that you could have planned it, where you'll know it's nothing but God. Because the way it's going to work out to where you're like, I couldn't have planned this if I wanted to. This is nothing but God. You know, I told a story on the show before a few times where I think I was watching a show or something about, you know, faith. And this couple was talking about how they wanted to really buy a house, but they didn't have no money. So that's kind of a problem. And they saw this, like they were broke. Yeah. And they saw like this open house, and God told them to go to it. So they went to it. They didn't have money. They didn't have good credit. Like they were not in a position to buy a house from the world standards. I'll say that. But they really wanted a house. So they look at this house. They love it. They fall in love. They're talking to the owner and all this kind of stuff. And they told the owner, like, you know, we really love your house, but, you know, we're not in a position to buy a house. Like they didn't. They felt like they were like wasting the owner's time because the owner was like all excited about them. And here they are like, dang, we got this owner all excited, but we're broke and we have bad credit and we're not in a position for the house. Well, come to find out, the owner, because the owner had no children, no heirs, nothing, and just really loved this house and had been praying to God as to who to give the house to. And God told the owner that he was going to send them a couple. And that's who they were to give the house
to. Oh, my goodness.
And so they ended up being given the house. Now, if they were operating in faith that required to know in advance, and God said, go look at this house, and, oh, no, I felt like God's telling me that, but I don't got the credit, I don't have no money, I don't this, that, and the other, but because of the obedience, they went anyway, and then even told the people, like, look, we ain't got no money, but, you know, God told us to come here, so we did, and we're not trying to waste your time or anything, not knowing that God had already told the owner, hey, I'm going to send you this couple. There's no way they didn't know that. They didn't know in advance that the owner had been told by God on Sunday, I'm going to send you the couple that you're going to give the house to. They sit there looking at the house, getting excited and low-key feeling sad because they're like, dang,
right,
this house is perfect. We would love to raise a family in it, but we're broke. It's almost like they were looking at something that they felt was unobtainable, but because of their obedience, they were able to obtain it, and not the way that the world obtains it, by the hand of God, giving it. Just giving the house, giving the keys. And this is the type of faith that the obedience that God is building you to, where when you go places, it's going to be situations like that where they're waiting on you and you don't even know it. Like, hey, this guy's going to come and he's going to say this, that, and the other, and then I want you to do this, but you not knowing. You just, they're like, okay, Lord, I'm here. You ain't told me nothing else, but here I stand and not knowing. Just like them. They went, they're like, okay, I don't know why we're going to this house because we're broke. And we ain't got no good credit, but we're going to go anyway. We're going to look at it and everything. We're going to get our hopes all up just to be dashed and
you know, we know we ain't got no money, but we're going to do it anyway. We ain't going to think about that. Not knowing that God had already told the owner, hey, this couple that's coming on Sunday, give them the house. That's who you're going to give the house to. So this is where you're going. In your walk, and just have fun with it. I said some people cannot operate like that. Like, I'm not going to lie. I used to be one of those people where I had to know everything in advance. I need all the details. I need the itinerary. I need everything. I need the blueprint, the map. I need to know who's going to be there. Who are they? Who are their people? Where they come from? What's their credentials? What's their best? Like, I needed to know everything. I was a Peter. I had questions. But now I'm like, okay. Lord, this is you, right, Lord? Okay. That's the only question I'll have. Like, Lord, is this you talking? Because I'm going to make sure. It's not just me making it up, right? Okay, that's you? Okay. Okay, this is what we're going to do. Okay, Lord, I'm doing that. That's the only question I have now. I don't need to know the when, who, what, where, why, how. I don't need all that anymore. Because I've learned to just trust God. That comes from trust. But this is going to get you, like, to levels where it's going to be, like, leap year levels. Where some people work their whole life to get to the level that you'll get to in one act of obedience. That's it. Just one act will elevate you. And then the next act will get you even more and more and more. Like, God is going to take you on very high levels, but it's going to take a tremendous amount of faith to get there. So he's building it. To where by the time you get to that high level, you have the substance needed to bring that on in. So it's a build-up. First it'll be small stuff, and then it'll be huge stuff where you'll be like, man, me 5 years ago or me 2 years ago, there's no way I would have been able to believe for that. But seeing how God's been operating step by step by step by step by step, by the time I got there, I was able to believe for the impossible and just have fun with it. And I'm like a madman, like, oh, I'm going to go talk to the king. You know, I'm here in England. I'm going to talk to the king. You know, like looking and feeling like this is nuts, but saying, okay, but I know this is what God wants me to do, and I'm down for it. You know, so it's a process. So Lord, we just thank you for the blind faith, Father God. We thank you for the build of trust, for the high levels, for being able to reach people in high places, for being able to have an audience of doubters so that their faith can be built, so that they can see that there is no formula. The way, you're the way. It doesn't, you don't say, I am the formula, the truth, and the life. You're the way. And it's a personal thing. Everybody has their own steps that are ordered, but you're the way. And you're going to use Greg to teach people there is no formula. If you just follow the way, then he'll give you the steps. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. Continue to bless him and everything he puts his hand on. Continue to give him the confidence that he hears you very clearly so that he can trust what he's hearing. And we just come against any of the static, the noise that tries to distract or that even tries to say, oh, I don't know if that's God, maybe it's God, yeah. We just come against that right now and give them confidence, boldness that's needed to say, no, that's God speaking. I'm doing what God says to do. And that's just it, period. And surround him with people who will gird him up, that will keep him covered in prayer, that will provide wisdom and not advice. Wisdom, because it's going to require wisdom to get him to where he needs to be. And we just thank you for supplying everything that he needs. And we thank you, Father God, for using him to build the faith of others, using his life as a seed to produce faith in others so that we can all do a great work. Let it be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I receive that in the name of Jesus. Thank you very much.
Amen. You're welcome. That's a good word.
Wow. What?
That's enough to chew on for a while.
Right.
I feel we're going to spend time together in the future somehow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I sensed that a while back. I know that. That's going to be a connect.
Yeah.
The two,
you're
the
step
two
ahead of
organized chaos gentlemen are going to be there.
Organized chaos.
Absolutely. We're going to break plenty of bridges.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And great words. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Bill. Wow, man. That's sweet.
Love you guys.
Man, we love you as well, man.
Love you to pieces. Good stuff. Good stuff.
It's just good to just hear God speak.
Amen. Yes, it is.
Yeah. The way.
Amen.
On your way.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Y'all have a great evening. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
Too. God bless you.
God bless y'all.
Night. Yeah. Ooh, that was powerful. Woohoo. And my Randy voice. Woohoo. Next caller is 754-240. Hey, here, little one. You there, 754-240?
Hello?
That number sounds familiar, but
I was trying to think of it. I had a hold my daddy moment right then.
Hello? Can you guys
hear me? Hey, you there?
Yeah, this is Donald and Tanya from Miami.
Absolutely. I was about to say, I think that's Donald and Tanya.
That's Florida. Down there, Florida, the palm trees blowing in the background. Babies talking now and everything.
Yeah, so I was like, I hear little ones. I heard the littles in the background.
Yeah,
we here.
I was thinking about that the other day. I said, man, these families. Here you go.
Yeah, we here.
Mama. Uh-oh. Mama. Mama. Boys know they mama's boy, I'm telling you. You be like,
oh, yeah,
they
all up on me. No, somewhere, man. Mama.
Oh, tell me.
I love it.
Tell me. Yes,
tell
me.
Tell me. Look at him. Go ahead on the preach, boy.
Mama.
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 Wow. Let's pray. Oh, man. I love it. Bring all the little children. Let them hear what the Lord has to say. Ah, wow. Lord, we just thank you for Don and Tanya tonight. We just thank you for the connect. That's the word I got, connect, like the connection, like you guys are the connect, like people are going to connect, you got to connect, and when you're connecting, you're joining, you're teaming up, you are unifying, which creates unity. You know, when you look at the word unity, it's U-N-I-T-I. You and I are going to tie together, you know, when you're making the right connections, and God is sending the right connections for you guys to be connected to what needs to be connected to so that heaven can connect here on earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the things that God got for you guys to do is it can't be measured. It's immeasurable. It hasn't been done before. It hasn't been done before, you know. Like when people try to come up with ideas and stuff, you look at how the world does that. I was looking to see has that been done before, and if so, how was it? You know, but what God is doing, He's doing a new thing. Like we're experiencing things that we haven't experienced before, so it's new. And so what? It hasn't been done. That's why. Because it was for you to do it, you know, and whatever God has told you guys to do, you know, do it. It's not about if it makes sense, you know, to you or to people around you. You know, Uber didn't make sense at first, but But now people can't stop using Uber. They use Uber for everything. I even get out there and ride around a little bit with some Uber. Then even, you know, get in the car with a stranger. Yeah. You get on a bus with a stranger, with a full of strangers. You get on a train full of strangers. You don't know who's driving. You don't even know who you riding with. You know, but it's like when things don't make sense to the human mind, it can hinder you. And God is pushing you guys to look beyond what the human mind is. Look beyond what the human mind can produce and focus on what he's producing in the spirit, what he has already done that he's using you to bring forth in the earth. And this is for both of you guys, because it's the connection. It's the connect. You guys connecting, you know, together. You know, you guys' ideas, you guys' wills are connecting. You know, God connected you to do it, you know, on that level. It may be different parts of it that's individualized, but through the connection, that's how that thing is going to grow. I don't know what it is, you know, but it's something different. And so don't run from it, you know, being different. Don't run from it just because it doesn't make sense to you or make sense to others, you know, because if God didn't give it to the others, they ain't going to see it no way. If he gave you the vision, if he told you to look right there and you see this right here, because my wife tells me all the time, oh, your eyes is too detailed. You come in, you can spot this out, da, 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 you know.
No, it's too detailed, but it's very
it's detailed. Very detailed. Mm-hmm. And so, you see how she connect with me and she fix them words up. Mm-hmm. But that's true. You know, that's my eye. I can't deny my eye. I see what I see. Yeah. And I try to point out things for people to see as well. Because if you have it, just because you haven't been seeing it way, I can show you how.
Right.
I can teach you. And that's what you guys are gonna do. That's because they don't see it. It can be taught. Again, people didn't see Uber. People didn't see Uber. But now you see Uber everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Listen to this. Everywhere. Everywhere.
Uber sounded like a nutty idea before it was a thing.
Everywhere. So, regardless of what people are saying, you know what you've heard. And you know what he has said. That's all that matters. Even those closest to you, if it's not for them to see it or hear it at that time, don't let that hinder you. Don't let it hinder you. You go. Because your move not only will affect you, but everybody else gonna benefit from it. We're in a time right now benefiting from the things that those came before us sacrificed and went through and built. We're benefiting right now. Look at the internet. Look at technology, period. We are benefiting from this. Right now, people can't put their phones down. You're going to have to, like, they're going to start welding the phones to your hand, you know, to wherever you go, you know, you can just have your phone or you just have a cap on. It's going to just be stuck to make it easy for you. They're going to have cell phone contact lenses. You never know, you know. But you see how it is. At one point in time, I grew up in a time where cell phones wasn't nothing. What? I see. I talk to you when I get home.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's something, I call you when I'm on my way. So I'm going to stop at the gas station and call you on the payphone because I'm getting close. And I'm calling the landline. When you had the separate answering machines
that
you had to record with the little tape. Beep. Hello, you've reached Shelton Residence. I'm sorry no one is here right now to receive your call. But at the sound of the beep, please leave your name or number and we'll be sure to get with you at our earliest convenience. Thank you. Beep. Hey, I'm on my way. If you need something, hello. You're picking up at that time. Hello? Yeah. You at the stove? Okay, yeah, go on the bridge. Stop and get some ice. You know, I remember those days. Now everything is technology is great, but we have to realize that we are still in control on how things operate in our lives. We can't allow these things in our lives to control us.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it comes down to the idea, when it comes down to what God is showing you, that new thing, always be in control of it. Don't allow it to control you. The obsession should be for God to get the glory from it, not the thing itself. Not the thing itself. Yeah, it's a great idea, but plenty of great ideas is just kind of just taking over, and it takes away from family time. It takes away from alone time. It just takes away because you got everything is pulling on you. Somebody texts you right now, you feel obligated to check it and to respond right then. That's how it you can get consumed with it and just take over you. But it seems harmless. It seems harmless. For good ideas, just make sure that it's the God idea. And you always remember the God concept in it. Always remember that and watch it come forth. Watch it come forth. That's what I got.
Yeah. Amen. Lord, we thank you right now. Jesus, we thank you for the protection. We thank you for the innovation. That's the word, innovation. That you're going to use them to innovate things, to do new things that have not been done before, things that have maybe been done in a lower capacity. Like Terrence was talking about the internet. You know, went from dial-up to DSL. I remember when it. But from dial-up to DSL, I actually worked on the team that created the processes for DSL when it was brand new technology through SBC. That's the company that I was working for. It was a whole different technology. It was a whole different ballgame, the way that the wiring was done and all that. It was completely different than dial-up, which basically it piggybacked a landline, where DSL was like fiber optic and it was just completely different. And so with you, Donald Tony, it's like sometimes things have been done, but they improved and innovated. DSL is not the same as dial-up for people who remember dial-up days.
Mm-hmm.
It is able to do something quicker, and then it expanded it. Because with dial-up, we couldn't do half the stuff that we're able to do now, and like streaming and all that kind of stuff, music and being able to watch live, you know, programming. We wouldn't have been able to do that with dial-up just because of the way it was set up. And so I see God using you guys to be innovative. Some things you'll do that will be completely new. Some things will just be upgrades of things that have already been done. But don't be afraid to step out and do something that's new. Because sometimes being a trailblazer is hard because there is no person who did it before because it's new. It's new to you. It's new to everybody. But we can study the life of trailblazers, you know, even if it's not going to be in what you are doing, but it's still the same thing. Trailblazing is trailblazing.
And just don't be afraid to do something that's new. A lot of times people just want to do something that's already been established, and they just want to have the success at what's already been established. But sometimes you have to be the one that establishes.
Right.
You know, it's just like when you build a home. You know, it's one thing to buy a home that's pre-loved, it's already built, versus having to go through the process of watching it built from scratch. These are completely different processes. And a lot of times people want the easier route. So it's not about what's easy. It's about just doing what needs to be done so that you can do the new work, because there's new works that need to be done. It's going to require new things. You know, we know that things could be done differently, because look at how the world responded during the pandemic. You know, there was new things that had to come about, new processes that came about with corporations, businesses, everything, because they were responding to what was needed for that time. And so God might be having you develop something that you don't see the need for right now, but God is always ahead of us. So just don't be afraid to be innovative. So Lord, we just thank you for the innovation. We thank you for covering them in every area, covering their finances, covering their mental health, covering their the spiritual growth for them to be close, to bond them closer than ever, Father God, and to give them the where they both see the vision. Even if they see it differently, like how we have the Gospels and it's the same message or the same story, but one disciple saw it from a different view than another disciple, but they saw the same thing. So give them the vision where they both are seeing it, but different perspectives. So and respecting the perspectives that each one sees, because it's giving them expanding their view of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank you for that. Let that all be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. What's up, guys?
Baby,
took
the phone.
Uh-huh.
That's my phone call.
Wow.
I can't put
them up.
You
guys there? I can't. Did the kids take the phone and
put
the phone
and walk away? Yeah, kids do.
Uh-huh.
Did you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Oh, okay. You couldn't hear me before. All right, sorry. But no, I was just saying I'm just blessed. I received that message. I receive it. I never looked at myself, or I don't think we looked at ourselves like innovators. But hey, who knows what God's going to impart and what kind of wisdom God's going to give us. So, you know, I'm excited. I'm excited to, you know, keep my ears open and, you know, wait for a dream or anything. I don't know how God's going to do it, but, you know, I'm excited for the new thing that God has.
Yeah.
You know?
Sometimes God gives us vision for something, and we look at it from the way that we know people have done it before. Like, for example, there's a lady that lives in our Coast Guard community. I'm part of some of the community boards, and she has a service. She has like a daycare service, but the way she does it is she sends her workers from the hours of like 9 p.m. to 7 a.m. or something like that, so that the parents are able to sleep and the workers take care of the babies at night. So that's not normally how you hear about things being done. You think of daycare, you think of somebody dropping their kid off during the day so that they can work, where her daycare is so that parents can sleep, so they are able to go to work in the morning. And they, you know, they fully vet, of course, their workers and that kind of thing. Can't remember what they call their workers, like nightingales or something like that, something that pertains to a bird that protects during the night. But this is something that, you know, people, when you think of a daycare, you don't think of that.
Mm-hmm.
You think of daycare.
That's night care.
You know, that's different. But that's what I'm saying. Like, God will give you a vision for something, and you might be trying to do it one way, but he's going to have you innovative in the way that you do it. So that's just giving an example, because I know that you guys have a heart for children and that kind of thing. So he might say, okay, and you might, sometimes you get frustrated because you say, oh, I'm supposed to do this, mm-hmm. and you think, I got to do it this way. And he's like, no, you're going, this is the industry you're going to be in, but you're going to be innovative in it. You're going to do it different. You know, like even like when parents use Uber, you know, somebody could easily say Uber like a taxi, but it's a taxi on an app. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. With regular day-to-day people who can do it, who are vetted by the company. Mm-hmm. So it's like the same concept, but it's innovative. So that's how God's going to do it. It's going to be like he's going to give you a concept. Of course, we always, if God says, I'm going to have you do this, open a restaurant or whatever, you're like, oh, okay, you think of opening a restaurant, having brick and mortar where it might be a restaurant that is strictly online where you have people pick up the orders and deliver it only. Like there is no brick and mortar. So it's innovative, mm-hmm. but yet it's still a restaurant. So just be thinking on those lines. So if the ideas come to you, don't be like dismissive of them. Like, no, that's not how we do it. No, that's how you gonna do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How they do it don't matter. That's how you gonna do it, and that's what's gonna get you to success because nobody else is doing it like that. Because most of the time, especially when it comes to business, because you guys are business owners, you're designed by God to be business owners. Like Terrence and I are also by design to be business owners, and the most successful businesses create solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes the solution, you got to be innovative with the solution, because all issues or discrepancies or whatever aren't cookie cutter. And so you got to have you tap into a market that nobody else is tapping into, but that's people still have a problem. The lady out here, she had I think a lot of nurses or something like that needed care, or a lot of just tired parents, I don't know, but she tapped into a market that has a lot of success with that, with these Nightingale workers or whatever she calls them, to go into people's house at night watching kids so the parents can sleep. And, of course, they have a system where everything's recorded and all that kind of stuff and make sure there's cameras in the house so that they're not, running off with babies. Because that would sound crazy to somebody like, I don't know that person. I don't know they're going to put my baby on the black market. They're going to be on the dark web or something. But they have things in place, safety protocols, so that there's, ease on both sides. Just like with Uber, when Uber first came out, we were taught you don't get in a car with strangers, but yet here we are with an app where you get in a car with a stranger, but they have protocols in place so that people are willing to do it, and now this is the norm. And so just because it sounds like, oh, ain't nobody going to go for that, doesn't mean that they won't, because God will give you what's needed. The protocols are put in place and all that to where people feel comfortable, and the next thing you know it, something that never was is, and now it's normal. So just be thinking along those lines. You'll be dismissing stuff like, nobody going to go for that. They will. If you build it, they will come. If you create it, they will come. So just, that's your word.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. I was going to ask before I go for prayer regarding my knee. The other day, Friday that just passed, I slipped and fell and I fell pretty bad, like on my knees, and so I don't know if nothing is broken because I went to the doctor and they did the X-ray, but now I'm gonna go to an orthopedic to check if any tissue was damaged or anything like that. So I've been out of commission for a good week so far, and so I just wanted prayer on healing on the knees and so I could get back back in function.
Man, I know about those knee issues.
Oh, man. Heavenly Father, we come touching and agreeing with our brother God to ease the pain, remove the pain, the swelling, the discomfort in his knee, Father God. We speak healing in every ligament, every joint. Every muscle and tendon, every vein, we pray that knee gets the proper blood flow that's needed and the proper lubrication that's needed for it to work properly. And Lord, we just thank you for the downtime, even in the downtime, Father God. We just pray that your will be done, and we pray that as Donald embraces the moment, even in the process of healing, embracing the moment to hear from you and to get instructions, on what's next. Because I sense it like, you injured yourself, but it's more to the story. Like God is using it for something. And because we want things to return back to normal. we'll be ready to get back. So I can get back to work. I got this, I got that. But I really sense that God is really using this as an opportunity for you as well to get something greater, to get something greater.
Mm.
And so we just pray that he's receptive to you, and that he takes his time, that he takes his time to heal properly, and to just trust you.
Mm-hmm.
In this process, and give him the strength, Father God, because when we are weak, you're made strong. And so, Father God, in the areas where he's uneasy, Father God, just give him peace in Jesus' name. Give him peace in Jesus' name. Have his family nurture him and love on him. Love on him. And they create moments to remember. Moments to remember. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Oh, man. You're welcome, man. Thank you. It's always good to hear from y'all, man. Always.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
To Florida.
I was about to say that.
Yeah,
it always feels good.
For real. You know, we family.
We are family.
It's like I'm literally talking to my brother and sister for real. That I haven't talked to for a while.
Absolutely, man. And that's a God thing, man. You can't trump that. You can't trump that. I go to war with you. I go to war for you.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I sure will. Man, I'm telling you. Ooh, but you just don't know. Man, you finna have me get. I'm ready to get down there and see my nephews and stuff, man. You know.
Yeah.
It's
Amen.
It's but yeah, we always. I'm glad to hear from y'all. Ooh, I just bit into the chair. Oh, that tied my jaw up.
Slow down.
Oh, man. I didn't know my... You know, like you eat some fruit and it just tighten your jaw up on you.
Yeah.
Oh, but it was good. But yeah, we grateful. And we know that God has it all in control. And so... That's where you put everything. I'm talking everything. Your frustrations, your confusions, your doubt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even the scriptures say, help me in my unbelief. I can't see it right now. Like, I want to believe it, but I'm struggling with that. He'll help you with that, too.
Amen.
He'll help you with that, too. But, yeah, we thank God for y'all, man. We love y'all. We appreciate everything you guys continue to do here at PGN. I mean, in life period, in the best of tuning at the time.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Well,
amen. Thank you, guys.
Oh, yeah, we got to clear it off the end. That's right. We done went over about 10 minutes. I almost forgot. But, yeah, we love y'all, man. We appreciate y'all.
All right, guys. You. Love you guys.
Thank you.
They crunk over there. They crunk over there. Hey, guys, we love y'all collectively. Lord, we just thank you for everybody who had their hand up tonight, Father God, and we know that their hands are lifted to always hear from you and their hands are lifted to receive all that you have given them tonight, Father God. Whether they talk to us or not, you know the need, and we know that you are a need filler, because your word said that you will supply all of our needs according to our riches and glory. So, Father, every individual need, every individual concern tonight, Father God, we pray that it's fulfilled. We pray that answers have been, the questions have been answered, and that peace is upon each and every one of you all. pieces up on each and every one of y'all. We love y'all. We are going to shut it off for Randy. Call back in 845 and listen in. Put your hand up and get some more word. And mm-hmm. we just thank God for what he's continuing to do in our lives. We love y'all. God bless y'all. Good night.
Good night.